When it comes to foreign policy in Latin America, the Trump administration has favored a more muscular approach, demanding control of the Panama Canal, a bailout for Argentina with strings attached, and imposing tariffs on Brazil to influence the trial of a former president. And as we just heard, killing alleged drug smugglers on boats in the Caribbean, all part of an escalating pressure campaign against the regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. We're joined now by Ivan Briscoe. He's Senior Director of Policy at the International Crisis Group. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
What do you believe defines the Trump administration's approach to Latin America?
I don't believe that you can sum it up easily. I think it's got various strands, and that's what we see at play across the region at the moment. The core, of course, is domestic policy, which is controlling migrants, coming down hard on the drug epidemic, especially the use of fentanyl, restoring manufacturing industry to the United States. I think a lot of that is bound up with policy towards Latin America, which is where most of the migrants have come from and the drugs come from and where a lot of the manufacturing industry has gone. That sense of Latin America is doing the United States wrong has been used by Trump since his very start in his political career. But there are two other elements, I think, which are really important. One is the Monroe Doctrine, you know, the idea that the United States is the sole real major power that can act across the Americas. No other power can do so. But a last element is Trump's one-on-one relationship with leaders who are in his partisan ideological camp, with which he has a strong personal relationship and with whom he's willing to do one-on-one deals, it seems, favors for favors, in an effort to build a broader pro-Trump, if you like, coalition across Latin America. And that side of his approach is one which we're just starting to see more of, and the consequences are very uncertain.